He awoke with a sense of horror and leaped from the body. He groped up the stairs, calling to the guard. The watchman sat as if asleep, with the gate swinging free. The messenger hurried by. He called to the guards, and his voice echoed and echoed. Finally, he reached the basement. There, another guard lay on his face, cold and still. He dashed up to the cellar floor, into the bank. The bent, bowed, silent forms of men lay everywhere. The sight was appalling. Had there been a robbery-turned-murder? He saw the twisted, oozing mouth of the president, half buried under his desk. Then the thought seized him. If he was found here alone, with all this money and all these white corpses? He tiptoed cautiously to a side door. Quietly, he turned the latch and stepped out onto Wall Street. How silent the street was! He glanced up and down, then across the street, and as he looked, a sickening horror froze in his limbs. With a choking cry of utter fright, he fell against the cold building and stared helplessly at the sight. In a great stone doorway, 100 men and women and children lay mangled and twisted and jammed, as if in one wild, frantic rush to safety, they had crushed themselves to death. Slowly, the messenger crept along the walls, trying to comprehend, attempting to still the tremor in his limbs and rising terror in his heart. He met a businessman, stopped in place along the same smooth wall, stone dead with wonder on his lips. The messenger turned his eyes away and sought the curb. A woman leaned wearily against the signpost, her head bowed motionless. Before her stood a streetcar, silent but full and still. A grimy newsboy sat in the gutter with the last edition in his uplifted hand. The messenger staggered on. Far out from a window above, a girl lay with her eyes and mouth wide, gasping. On a shop step sat a little, sweet-faced girl looking upward toward the skies, and the messenger could look no longer. The terror burst in his veins, and with a great, gasping cry, he sprang forward and ran, shrieking and fighting the air, until, with one last wail, he sank into the grass of Madison Square.